Time without talking. Up next, we got another real sad one. It is not a drug reference. likes having fun? Anyone here like having fun? We're ready, kiddos? One, two, have fun! Enjoyed that throwback. Slowing it down a little bit. This one's a ballad. I don't write a lot of ballads. It's called Sewing Machine. It's an itemized list of things in my possession.
Your dreams, they'll fall behind you.
something I've said, my words can't find you. With all this time you can't compete, the shuffling of your feet, and what it takes for hands to meet. And what if I were unprepared, not even time to fix my hair? But I have to forfeit all my hardware. I've got a hammer and nail for when I'm ready to fail, for on a paper trail from all my damage. They're not my go-to tools, but what's the point in rules? They don't weed out the fools. You need a hard edge. I'm the first one to admit that if the bread don't fit, then just abandon all of it. No need to edit, trim or fuss, 'cause if the world were up to us, that work would be superfluous. I've got a nickel and dime, if you could find some time. That's mine, but you're among them. I have a sock and a shoe, some pliers and a screw. Don't need to say all this to you. You've got your brainstem. I'm not about to tell you how to milk your own damn cow and make sure that you do it now. But if we could lighten both our loads and to read each other's codes, we could go down longer roads. I've got your hand in my hand. I've got your hand in my hand. I've got your hand in my hand. Often the skirts slow it down that much. It's our love song. Ooh, Susanna has a crush. It's fine, it's on my girlfriend. We got two more for you. This next one is called The Best Me, and it's about, well, duh, trying your gosh darn hardest to be your best self. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four! Lacing up my shoes and embracing myself for a long, long evening of pathetically searching. Yes, I come here all the time and the weather is perfect. Please tell me, my God, that this outfit trying to impress me, but that's not what I need. I'd like for you to stay with me to life. All right, Skirts fans, I got good news and bad news. The good news is you got to listen to us today. The bad news is this is our last song. Introducing the band real quick, we got Paigey Weegee on the bass, we got Josie Juju B on the drums, and I'm Susanna Smash, kicking it over here, I guess. And you know what? I've been thinking that if you want to, then you should. Where are you going with that face? And can I have directions to that place? How am I supposed to have a trace of mystery when I've given you a piece? It's so much like me to find a way to get you home on the first day. If you want to, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to stay. Back in my head, I have a phrase that I use to myself for who it is.
Thank you to the Skirts. We'll be talking to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, I figured I would come back with a nice little throwback track that's almost 30 years old.
The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41, 31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Hard as a pickle, slip it in a hot buttered bun. Pour a little sugar on it, sweeten just the way you want it. Add a little picnic of fun. Picnic of fun, picnic of fun. Some are gonna walk, some gonna run. Picnic of fun, picnic of fun. They were laughing and screaming at the picnic of fun. Grapes of a biscuit, snip over here. Got a tub full of fireflies I wanna share. And here comes Judy like a skunk on the run, shaking out her tail at the picnic of fun.
Picnic of fun, picnic of fun. Some are gonna walk and some gonna run. Picnic of fun, picnic of fun.
They'll be laughing and screaming at the picnic of fun.
Picnic basket.
Marissa Johnson. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. And guess what? I have some skirts in here. Hello.
Hi. Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I didn't warn you. Well, I got to say, it was leading up to this evening. I forget, did you post it yesterday or the day before? It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're in On the Town with Mikey D.
Oh, yeah, that was this morning. I woke up and I was like, oh, right, PR. That's a thing. But I got all...
Yeah, go ahead.
I got... sorry, technical. Got 500 invites out, and then Facebook said, you can't have any more friends than that. You literally can't invite any more people. So if you didn't know about this, that's not my fault. That's the algorithm.
Well, I got to say, because we were tagged, on the tone, Mikey D was tagged, so I got the alert, and I got to be completely candid here. I completely forgot I was hosting tonight.
Well, that makes the two of us.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Oh, man. So I was listening. I was roaming around the hallowed halls of MFO, It sounds like you guys are very inspired by kind of that mid-80s simple guitar pop.
Yeah, you know, like, it's weird. It's not what you end up listening to the most of that you end up writing, I find.
Okay.
Like, I write a lot. I listen to a lot of, like, circus punk.
Okay.
But where's that in there? Where's that in that room?
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, like... but yeah, like, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with a good old ballad three-piece, you know? Good old drums, bass, guitar, vocals.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, no, I mean, I was definitely admiring the Cyndi Lauper Bangles mashup.
Oh, yes, thank you. Did you catch Total Eclipse of the Heart at the end there?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, there you go. That's the...
As a child of the 80s, I definitely noticed.
Yeah, that's a little homage to those who came before us.
So you say you currently listen to a lot of circus punk?
Always have. You know, the circus is in me, thanks to my mom and dad who always brought me, you know. Hi, mom and dad, they're listening right now.
Yay! We like listeners.
We sure do.
All right, so I gotta ask, it's a total stupid, typical interview question. Skirts? I mean, couldn't you just say pleats?
But the pleats on what? I ask you. The pleats on what?
I mean...
Well, usually what the thing people try to do when they're trying to be goofy about our band name is they say, like, actually, we're being bad skirts members right now because Paige is wearing pants and I'm wearing shorts. This is Josie, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not representing our brand right now.
But usually we try to wear skirts to our shows, and every so often someone will be like, isn't that a dress and not a skirt?
To which I say there's no room for pedantry.
Yeah, I'm a little more lawyerly.
Well,
that's
a deep word there.
The dress is the part of the skirt. The skirt is the part of the dress?
The skirt is the part of the dress. It's like the sleeve of a shirt, the skirt of a dress, and I don't want to hear it anymore, honestly.
My lips are sealed.
Wow.
This is an ongoing band drama. You've unlocked
Did I just
something.
Trigger
you
something?
You may have unlocked something.
I just totally triggered something.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're
not,
the
skirts. Because it definitely sounds like... you know, a kind of 60s trio kind of band. Wow. Every single one of you just shook your shoulders.
We're so in sync.
Not quite a shimmy, but...
We all just did a little happy wiggle trio. At being genre correctly.
That's it. Yeah. Happy wiggle.
Happy wiggle. That's their upcoming EP, Happy Wiggle. I'm kidding.
I didn't have an EP.
Everyone knows the EP is going to be called Pleated. Pleated skirt. Hello.
Actually, segue.
Yeah.
We got an EP coming out, actually.
Woo!
It's called Episodes, and we recorded all 8 tracks, but wait for it. There's more. You get to participate because we need an Indiegogo to fund the rest of it. So we are launching that soon. Keep your ears peeled. Keep your eyes at facebook.com/herecomethesKirts. Just think, here come the skirts.
Oh, I noticed that.
Every time
you didn't hear my intro.
Oh, yeah. No, we heard you.
We heard you.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, keep an ear to the ground for that, because episodes will be dropping as soon as y'all are nice enough. Did you know? Can we run over the incentives?
Well, sure. They said not
yes.
Until,
so. Sure.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Never mind. Never mind.
Well, I mean, no. You can mention the incentives.
Well, for a certain amount of money, I will write you a personalized song parody.
A personalized song parody?
In the style of your choice.
Huh. Okay. Wow. That is not your
worth
usual
it.
Perk.
Worth it. So that's the only thing I'm really going to tout here, is that for some contribution, you might get a Susanna original all on your own.
Okay. Well, do you have any others?
Oh, yeah. You can get a patch. You can get a digital download. We got, like, normal stuff, too.
That's it? What? Come on.
I don't know.
We got to brainstorm some other things.
I read a song for you.
Is a personalized song not enough?
Yeah.
I mean, a personalized song parody.
In the style of your choice.
That's got to be something.
Maybe the song of your choice.
It could be the song of your choice if you pick an easy enough song.
Well, I think a personalized song parody, you don't have to worry about, you know, copyright infringement or anything like that. So
I love that stuff. It's protected by law.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, if the parody actually turns out quite well...
We got another... we call me Weird Suze. No, you'll call me Abnormal Suze. That's what you'll call me. Abnormal Suze.
Song parodies by Abnormal Suze.
Yeah, it's the secondary project, you know.
Abnormal isn't as much fun as weird. It's like, oh...
Depends who you ask.
So the EP is going to be called Episodes.
Episodes.
Oh, two words.
No. Just get it like EP episodes.
Oh.
Episodes.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
Hang on. I'll say it correctly.
Thank you.
Episodes.
Thank you. Like, because it's...
Does that work?
Because it's an EP. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well,
there was a band that released an EP called Apocalypse.
That's word. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. So, Band Without Hands. That was the name of the band.
I saw their stickers in there.
I think that was... Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you like the Hall of Stickers in Studio D?
Oh, it's incredible. Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Saw a lot of our friends
so much
up
history.
There.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Power Slut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I played Power Slut earlier. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Track.
Ah. Hot Tub Wingman.
That's such a good one. We were almost in the video for that, but then we were with family instead or something really boring.
Aww.
So womp womp, not video stars yet. But did you know that Burrito Baby, speaking of Power Slut, so those of you who don't follow along at home, Josie the drummer and I are an item, and the Power Slut song Burrito Baby is our song.
Aww.
It's about our relationship.
Well, how sweet.
Yeah, we eat a lot of burritos.
That's... a little TMI. Oh, no, burritos are just fine. I mean, I wouldn't base a relationship on them, but...
I would, and I do, I guess.
Nice.
That's all I'm after, baby, just the burritos.
So you have the EP coming. Do you have any shows coming up?
Oh, gosh, tons. Charlie's Kitchen, September 24th. That's a Monday. We're playing with Bernie and the Wolf and Lockett, and maybe that's it. I think it's just Bernie and the Wolf and Lockett and that show. We're going to double check that. Also playing on the... We're looking at the calendar.
All right, here we go. We need teleprompters and stuff in here.
I know. On October 5th, we're playing at the Lily Pad in Inman with Calabaz, the aforementioned Power Slut. And
Calabaz, yes.
Yeah, and Spectre Motive, too. That's going to be a great show. In the 6th, the next night, we're playing in Lynn with Hyber for their first birthday show. On the 13th, a week after that, we're playing my birthday party at an undisclosed location, but keep your ears peeled for that. Stay around.
And then
on the 22nd, we're playing the Midway through the Rockin' WEMF.
Nice. Okay. That's sounds like a full schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And may I suggest, because you have a birthday show coming up in the next month or so, like 5 weeks, something like that. You know how they have all those charities on Facebook?
Ooh, you're a thinker. Raise money for my own cause?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a thought. You have an EP coming?
What I want more than anything for my birthday is to release this album that we've already recorded.
So you're gonna have an Indiegogo campaign, and I think the personalized song parody is gonna be a big huge hit. Are you ready to have to write like 25 of them?
I can bang them out relatively quickly. My project recently, I live in a house of like 10 people, and I recently challenged myself to try to write a song parody about every single one of them. I got about halfway through before my brain started to hurt from the inane lyrics I was writing about my roommates.
I mean, did you all do this all in a day?
I wrote about four, I think, in like a day and a half. they're not art, but there they are.
Who's to say?
Parody is the highest form of art, some may say.
Well, on that note, how can people keep up with you?
If you ever need to find us, just think about where we are and where we're going. Google, Here Come the Skirts. HereComeTheSkirts.bandcamp.com, HereComeTheSkirts@gmail.com, Facebook.com/HereComeTheSkirts. Follow us on Instagram. We are Skirtstagram. One word, Skirtstagram. We posted about tonight. You can like all of our selfies from outside the building. That's all I got, right? Social media wise?
Skirtstagram.
My
head kind of hurts surrounding just going around the name.
It's a portmanteau.
Yes, definitely. Wow, what's it with the deep words here? It's not like we're at a college or anything. But anyway, I will let you guys break down your stuff and all that stuff. I know it's nice and cool in here, and yeah, you guys don't want to move.
I think I'm sweat stuck to this chair, honestly.
Oh, boy.
If we're being real. Mm-hmm.
But yes, check them out on Facebook. Here Come the Skirts. I gotta say, if there's another band called the Skirts, you'd have an alternate name now.
We got one. We also
have... Yeah, you can have Here Come the Skirts.
Yeah, we could always
like file a patent on the name.
I got a little impulsive one night and hit up the U.S. Copyright.
It's not a patent, it's a copyright.
It's not a patent. I don't have a patent on skirts. But I do actually...
I think it's called trademark.
Trademark, there we go. I even know what I did that night.
Wow.
I investigated getting it trademarked because, gosh darn, this is my project and it's ours now. And no one can take it away from us. No other skirts can usurp.
We patented using a guitar, a bass, and drums to play music.
That's ours now. Actually.
Wow.
No one else can do that.
Ugh. So watch out.
You mean I'm going to have to learn castanets again?
Better get out the glockenspiel.
But I want to play djembe.
Well, thank you so much. This was
fun. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you for playing. It was so much fun listening to you guys. So I'm looking forward to hearing these style parodies. Personalized style parodies, so
you know, maybe that'll be a side album I put out on my personal page. We'll see.
There you go.
If I release them all.
Well, I mean, you have a whole album with your housemates that you're already halfway done with.
Pretty much, yeah.
So
mixed genre too. Got Yellow Card, Kesha.
Oh, you're doing specific
artists.
Oh, yeah,
I do specific songs. I'll pick one song and literally just rewrite it about that person or about that subject.
So you totally Weird Al your roommates.
Yeah, I'm Weird Al-ing everyone I know. And it's like,
and I'm pretty sure he'll really appreciate me turning his name into a verb.
Weird Al.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Before we get into more silliness, I'll let you get your equipment down and all that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to the Skirts.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Shout out to Annie, Jackson.
And Will, who are listening. And Annie and Jackson, who made our album art.
Okay, you have 90 seconds. All right, you get on the mic. You have a shout out. You do that. You have 90 seconds.
I don't have any shout outs. It's okay.
All right, get out of here.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you guys. And thanks to the Skirts. And this is The Grand Undoing, 91.5 WMFO.
Changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Relationships unkind, and now you're scared to love again. No matter who you find, though love can help you see, it can also make you blind to the pain you feel inside when your trust in someone dies. And it's so hard to confide in the folks who fed you lies. So you look them in the eyes and tell yourself you must be wise. And time heals the pain, so we all learn to adjust as we balance the need for companionship and trust with the need for feeling safe, which is obviously a must. Don't want to get burned again, can't get left back in the dust. Now you're shaking off the rust, uneasy feeling flush as you navigate terrain between them and us. Relationships are work, it takes time to build up trust, but get back in the game, girl, love is such a rush.
If it starts fading away,
and if it fades away, will it take the pain away?
And colors turn to gray,
you scrape the scrub but you couldn't get the stain away.
If all I see,
and as we learn the way,
is uncertainty,
we could be led astray. Today,
you took me to this place, showed me what safe is, and my armor opened. With my heart exposed and eyes closed, my armor opened. 'Cause you took me to this place.
WMFO. That was Sarah Mendelson with My Armor Opened, and I Had the Grand Undoing with Sing Yourself Home. That brings an end to this week's installment of On the Toe of Mikey D. Pam will be here next week. More live music, more recorded music, more music. We need more music. Go to onthetoeofmikeyd.com for all the information on how to submit your music. We would love to hear from you. All right, so I'm going to close out with a nice rockin' track. This is Watts with the title track from the EP, All Done With Rock and Roll, which they aren't. They do have a new album coming, so enjoy. See you next week, 91.5 WMFO.
Drums and a guitar that you would strum.